With the £17 million investment coming in, what does this mean for grassroots football?
Certainly in the city, as you must be aware, you know, they're looking to do four hubs. One up at Jeffrey Humbles and Heron Eccles, Jericho and Simpson Ground. Now, it's great, you know, for the city that we, you know, we've got the investments of £17 million. However, you know, when these facilities are built, these hubs and things like that, the main thing that needs to be is that they need to be affordable for everybody. You know, it can't be just designated clubs and teams that are going to be running them sites, because, as you said, you know, if you're starting, you know, grassroots teams up or clubs up, you know, and you look at, you know, your facilities compared to these new ones, people are going to take their kids there and that, you know. The biggest thing for me is that, you know, affordability-wise, you know, they're affordable for everybody to use, and, you know, no one is priced out of using the facilities and that, you know.
Well, considering that, do you think it's a good idea that they're going to be using pitches that are already there? They haven't got to construct new ones.
Well, I think, as you said, what they're actually doing, they're actually investing in 3G pitches. I mean, from what I'm aware, you know, each site is going to have maybe two, possibly three full-size 3G AstroTurfs. Now, with the problems that we've had in grassroots football, even this year, you know, someone was telling me yesterday they've had one game in 15 weeks in kids football. You would like to think, once these 3Gs are up and running, is that, you know, the only time they're really going to be off is because of snow on them, because, you know, they can be used as a football pitch, can be used a couple of times, you know, maybe Saturday and Sunday. You know, the AstroTurfs can be used, you know, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. So, you know, you certainly will get the benefits of, you know, kids playing more football and less football games being off as well, you know.
Well, moving on with the money this time.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important that the money comes from Liverpool, or does it not really matter where the money comes from, with most of it coming from central government?
Well, a lot of the money, to tell the truth, is coming from the FA, Greg Dyke. It's coming from the Premier League. It's coming from Sports England, and from the council. I believe they're putting £4.4 million towards it. But someone has told me that £4.4 million is coming from a loan from the FA. But I agree with what you just turned out and said. You know, we've got two of the biggest Premier League clubs in the city here, Liverpool and Everton, and I don't see them contributing any money to grassroots football. And I think, to tell you the truth, the amount of money that's coming into grassroots football next year with the new £8.2 billion TV deal, that Liverpool and Everton certainly can contribute some money towards this scheme, or, you know, to build a couple of AstroTurfs themselves across the city.
Moving on again, what do you think this could mean for the future of semi-professional and professional football in our area?
I think certainly in our area, you know, what you would like to think, certainly if we can get more kids playing football, you know, instead of one night a week, two or three times a week, the chances then you're going to have more better players going into the academies. Most probably then what you hopefully like to see is more homegrown players playing for our local teams, and, you know, in general, more kids playing football, which will certainly benefit, you know, as I said before, our home teams, and, you know, at the end of it, maybe our national teams. But, you know, whatever's happening in Liverpool, it's great for Liverpool. But, you know, the campaign I've got out there to save grassroots football is a national campaign. As I said, it's great for Liverpool, but, that, you know, there's many other towns and cities out there who are certainly struggling, certainly for facilities across the country. And until we invest more money into grassroots football as a nation, I don't think we'll ever win a World Cup or a Euro League and that, you know.
Well, you just mentioned then that you're on Twitter. While I've got your ear, can you tell our listeners how they could maybe help with grassroots football in Merseyside?
Yeah, certainly, you know, the listeners can certainly follow us on Save Grassroots on Twitter, and also on Facebook. You know, we're on Facebook as well. And again, that's Save Grassroots Football on Twitter, because what we're hoping to do, you know, in the next month is to set another e-petition up to try and get 100,000 signatures to force the Premier League to contribute more of its £8.2 billion back into grassroots football, you know, which will be spread right across the country, which will certainly benefit our game.
So, yeah, thanks for joining me.
All right,
and, yeah, I'll see you soon.
Cheers. Thanks for all. Take care. Ta-ra.